The radio play-by-play announcer for the Dallas Mavericks, Chuck Cooperstein, joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. And talking about Carlisle, I mean, obviously one of the biggest assignments he's going to have is getting Deron Williams and Wesley Matthews, once healthy, getting these guys to mesh, because you got a fresh, a brand-new backcourt.
Well, yes, but I think I think it's going to work out fine. I mean, Matthews is versatile enough that you can post him. You can run stuff for him to where he can come off the screen. He's an excellent catch and shoot guy. He's 38% 3-point shooter. He's been really a very consistent player in his career. I don't think that's the issue. I think they're assuming you've got Matthews and Williams in the backcourt, Parsons and Dirk and, Zaza Pachulia or Sam Gallinari at center. The starters are not really the issue. The issue is how much are they going to be able to get from their bench? They don't have a player on their team like when they had Jason Terry or when they had Jerry Stackhouse or Vince Carter, guys that could get you 13 to 15 points a night. That player really doesn't exist. Now, maybe Devin Harris can turn into that. In times, so far this week in camp, he's looked terrific. He looks as healthy as he's looked in a long time. A real bounce in his step, and maybe he can be somewhat of that guy. But really, it's going to be a bench by committee, and that committee's going to pretty much have to deal every night because you don't have that one guy that when he comes into the game, he can come off the bench firing and get you 15 points a night.
I'm going to ask you a question. Let me back up for a moment. Talking about Wesley Matthews, his versatility, curious on how his role will unfold, but he is more than a 3-point specialist. I mean, he was talking about at the media day just how he is continuing to develop his post game. I mean, he can score and make plays on the block, and that's huge. That's going to provide some more flexibility for Carlisle with his offensive game plan.
Well, you don't see post-ups very much in the NBA anymore. It's such a drive and kick kind of league. Mm-hmm. But there are certain times when you really want to be able to take advantage of your matchup. And Matthews at 6'5" and 220, he's broad. And I say that in the kindest way. I mean, he's not fat. I mean,
right.
You look at he's built. He's pretty square. And so for you to be able to just give a defense a different look, not just the same thing every time. Well, I'm going to take this guy down there. And, at practices this week, we see Matthews when he's been working a lot on his post game, and he's been working a lot on that turnaround. And just, that Dirk won't be the only one who can shoot the turnaround. That they can do it with somebody else, and it just gives the defense something else to think about.
What was your impressions of Wesley Matthews in terms of just his personality? I mean, he seems like such a likable guy. He's got that toughness, that work ethic, but he's hungry. He wants to go out there and make an immediate difference. He certainly wants to accelerate and get back on the floor and making contact out there on the floor as soon as possible.
He is extraordinarily determined. Everybody's telling him he can't get back for opening day from this injury. And I think even the Mavericks deep down don't expect him to be there on opening day. And may not even want him there on opening day because if he does make it to opening day, mm-hmm. he will have made it back to the lineup 3 days sooner as far as the length of his injury than when Kobe tore his Achilles. And Kobe struggled to come back from that. So, the Mavericks have told him, look, you're here for 4 years. You've got your money. We have complete faith in you. So, we're going to take our time with you, and we're going to make sure you're right. But he has always had a chip on his shoulder from the time of being an undrafted player to going and doing what he did in Utah and getting out of there and signing a big deal in Portland and doing extremely well there. Now being able to sign this deal with the Mavericks, and he is not the kind of guy that's going to take $70 million and be happy with it and just run to the bank. He wants to earn that money. He wants the Mavericks to know that they are getting lots of bang for their buck out of him. You've got that chip on your shoulder, if you will. He is a really good guy, and I think that he's always been a leader in the locker room. And so certainly I think that will come into play here over the next couple of years. Who knows how long Dirk's going to be there, but between Matthews and Parsons, I mean, they're pretty much going to be the guys here. So, I mean, that's an important aspect of it, too. The Mavericks needed somebody like Wesley Matthews. The circumstances of how they got him are maybe not ideal, but in the end, I think ultimately they're going to be happy with him and he's going to be happy with his choice of coming to Dallas.
Wesley Matthews, a six-year pro, and when you look at the Western Conference, I mean, obviously, Chuck, it's loaded with elite guard play. Talk to me about what kind of perimeter defender that he is and he can be.
Well, he's outstanding, and that's one. The Mavericks have not had a guy with size at the two spot who could really guard, really since Deshaun Stevenson was there in the championship year.
Yeah.
But Wesley Matthews not only gives you that, but he gives you 15 a night or maybe even more than that, which is an obvious bonus. But I mean, you've got to be proportionally correct for the positions that you play. I think it's just very hard to be undersized at a lot of spots. And, I look at Golden State and just at their roster and you look, Curry is the right size, as a point guard at 6'3" and Harrison Barnes, at 6'8" is the right size for a small forward. And, Bogut at 7 feet is right for the center spot. And, Draymond Green is a little bit undersized at power forward, but Draymond Green is so long that, that he can play that spot and get away with that spot. He's got the bulk to play that spot. So, I mean, I think proportionalism is really, really important. And I think, Matthews allows the Mavericks to have somebody ultimately who can guard, the better off guards in the Western Conference. I mean, I can certainly see, when the Mavericks are playing Houston, that he can spend a lot of time on James Harden, and the Mavericks aren't going to lose anything in that matchup when, say, last year when they played in the playoffs, it was playing Barea against him, it was playing Rondo against him, and, Rondo certainly had some moments against him, or Monte Ellis, but Harden was going to win that battle most of the time. Now, listen, Harden's good enough that he still might win battles, but he's going to really have to work for that. I think a lot of times it just came too easy for not only him, but others of his ilk.
We can start early right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, as we continue our conversation with Chuck Cooperstein, the radio play-by-play announcer for the Dallas Mavericks. And as we zero in on the Mavericks, got to talk about Dirk. It's his 18th season. He is nearing retirement, but wants to keep playing for two more seasons. What kind of minutes will he be looking at for this year? And what was his summer like? I know you had a chance to catch up with him.
We'll see, how it all unfolds. I think, they'd like to keep him under 30 minutes, if that's possible. I still think he's got something left that he showed toward the end of the regular season and in the Houston series last year. He did not play very well from basically the middle of December almost to March 1st. It might have been his longest sustained slump, if you will, slump by Dirk standards, maybe since his first or second year in the NBA. And so, so we'll see what happens here. I think they want to be able to be versatile enough that they can give him some nights off or, have his minutes be cut. But I think at the beginning of the year anyway, it's going to be very hard because of, depending on how much Parsons can play and just how that rotation is all going to work. He did have an interesting summer. He had his documentary be released, The Perfect Shot.
Yeah.
It's a really fun look at how Dirk became Dirk. And he went to Germany and did that, then had a U.S. release. And obviously he had his chance to play with the German national team in the Eurobasket, tried to qualify for the Olympics, didn't get there, but got this huge ovation in Berlin, where they played the games. And thinking that it might be the end of his international career, although it remains to be seen. Germany still might have a chance to qualify for the Olympics next summer. I think he still enjoys it. He certainly enjoys competing. I think that's the most important thing for him. If that fire ever left, I think he would cast it aside. He's now the father of two, and he loves spending time with the family. They
right.
took the family overseas this year. And,
wonderful.
It isn't all just about the ball anymore, but the ball is still extraordinarily important to him.
Radio play-by-play announcer for the Dallas Mavericks, Chuck Cooperstein, has been joining us tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Always a pleasure, and I look forward to catching up with you next week, preseason game against Houston on Wednesday night. Safe travels, Chuck.
Thanks, Alyssa. Take care.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight right here at YSR.